Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. This is the season 3 overview that you voted for.
That's right. And I have to say, it's good.
It is good, Kevin. This is all goodness. I feel like we're aligned with you guys right now.
Fully.
Very much.
Never have we ever been so in sync. We are synced up. I like it. When we saw the results from all of you, there wasn't very, if at all, much disparity between what we were picking ourselves. And I think we felt that while watching this and going through it, with it being prefaced by all of you who told us how good the season was.
Right.
There's a clear consensus on how everyone feels about the season.
Let me ask you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Given the fact that people say, a lot of people say, not everybody, a lot, the season 3 is their favorite season. Where does it rank for you? In the trio.
I was explaining this to somebody last night because, yes, I'm talking about this show within a show in my free time. And I feel like it's like picking a favorite child. Or for me, picking a favorite song off of Renaissance. Because...
Right.
I didn't really even consider season 3, to be honest, before this.
Same.
It was season 1 and season 2, and they're very different. Mm-hmm. Like them, love them for different reasons. I now have this as sort of the third to add to that.
It's the unicorn.
Yeah, well, I think they're all so different that I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pick a favorite, but this season has been raised to the level of the other two for me, which is saying a lot.
I agree with you. I actually don't know the answer to that question either, to be very honest. They're very different. If I had to, season 1 still slaps for me as number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3 might beat number 2 at this point.
It might be.
Might.
Yeah. I think this season had some of, if not, the best musical moments thus far.
Yeah.
Some of the best performances visually thus far.
Yeah.
I...
And really good, like, acting performances, like mm-hmm. Finn and Rachel this season was like so solid to me.
Britannia.
We had, you know, we got Rory, like we got Joe. Like it was, I don't know.
Whoopi.
Anyway. Ugh, whoopi. And then it's also like saying goodbye and like the end of an era. It's very, there's a big stamp on it and a kind of like a period, an ending. And we don't know what's happening after this. So very emotional. I think we should go through the ranks and talk about these ranks that people, you guys voted for.
And just to recap, what we've done for season one, season two, and we're doing now for season three, we asked everyone on Instagram your top five episodes, best songs, best couples. And the responses obviously have been incredible mm-hmm. and really informative. I feel like we're being educated here.
I agree.
And I'm open and receptive.
Let's start with episode, Kevin.
Okay, great.
There were a lot of really great episodes this
season. So many great episodes. Let's talk about some honorable mentions.
Okay. It's hard to talk about honorable mentions without...
So I think Dance with Somebody was a really monumental episode. Choke, Promosaurus. There was this moment happening towards the end of the season that just felt like it was, they really found a stride.
Bangers.
The last like, quarter of this season. I don't know what was happening.
Big Brother.
Yes, Big Brother was, Matt Bomer was out of his mind.
So good. I think he's become one of my favorite guest stars, to be honest, because of his performance alone. Not like, it's Kristen or John, like that we've idolized for a long time. Like his performance was outstanding.
Really, I think, solidified themselves as like some of the best guest stars we've ever had.
Agreed. Okay, let's talk about some of these ranks so that we can reveal it and then chat about it. So number five, this was a tie between The First Time and On My Way. That is really solid.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference out of those two?
For me, The First Time was very Glee-centric. Like we had a school musical and I just feel like there's a lot of Santana. Doing like Anita. Ugh. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then the whole like Blaine and Kurt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt like was important. So I think again, it's pretty close, but I agree with the tie, but I think First Time for me.
On My Way was significant for so many reasons. That episode felt like 8 billion things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Quinn of it all. Those incredible scenes with Jeff Goldblum in the halls. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite moments of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. I think The First Time for me edges out On My Way.
Yeah. Okay. Number four is Michael.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's funny to me that's number four. Like, where do you go from there?
Well, I think if you had asked the two of us at the beginning of the season, Michael might not even be in the top five.
You're right.
For either personal reasons or reasons like we might remember filming it or watching it for the first time being like, I don't know. Because it was just so chaotic.
Yeah. You're right.
But I remember our feeling after watching it and how surprised we were by how solid it was.
Right. Well, I mean, and I got to think like Smooth Criminal, like it's Human Nature, Scream. Like you guys, the performances were so good in these like recreations and new versions. And I don't know. I think as crazy as it was and chaotic as the shooting was and then also watching it, like there's not a second to breathe. Like I'm holding my breath the whole time. It's still Michael.
And watching it was like, oof, budget. The show has budget.
Totally.
The fact that those things happened on network television, that's pretty. How I feel almost every week about Glee. The mm-hmm. fact that this was on Fox at prime time, 8 p.m. every single week, going into homes all across the country, never mind all around the world. The fact that we got to do these revolutionary Michael songs and do our own spin on them with the magnitude of those performances, the scale of those performances was really, we're so used to it. I think we're desensitized mm-hmm. from seeing that. Mm-hmm. But like, mm-hmm. I just wish I could have been a viewer at home and that like, comes on. You're like, what the hell?
Right.
Is
Which
this?
Is why I think it has that effect on people differently than yeah. it did on us. We never will have that perspective. Yeah. We do have the perspective of watching like the penultimate episode of Game of Thrones. What was the.
Which is why we keep referencing it. Like, we have to reference shows that we are not a part of in any way.
That can resonate with us as something similar to yes. what you guys experienced.
Yeah.
Number three is Hold On to 16. And you better hold on to it because you are right. That is in my top three for sure.
Yes.
Top, actually, five of episodes across
Ever? The
series. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I could watch that again. It's so good.
I think that all of the episodes in the top five here are episodes that you can just put on mm-hmm. and watch on repeat.
Which not all episodes of Glee you can do that like Friends.
No. I do think season three had a lot of those though.
Agreed.
I think season two might have had more moments in episodes like, I don't know.
Right.
This season felt a little more
flow. There was flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. And we had the troubled tones this season. Like, again,
God.
I don't think I truly treasured them for what they are until rewatching it.
No, and I'll never get over it. Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where, like, Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So, number two, which, Jenna, you seem surprised by this.
I was. It was props.
But it's because you deserve props.
Deserve. I was surprised by that. I think it's a really fun episode. I think it's different. I think everybody had a ton of fun doing it. But for one of Tina's episodes, I was shocked. I think I'll always be shocked that people like Tina, you know?
Well, you know, I think the writers and you and all of us who love you knew the power of Tina because, you know, we had people like Hitchcock who they were always fighting for more Tina.
That's true.
And given the opportunity, they swung big and hit it out of the park. And so did you.
Thanks. And the episode is just, I mean, it's ridiculous to see everybody in costumes like that playing each other. Like, I think it's one of the most fun we've ever had on set.
Yeah.
I was just shocked by everybody's spectacular impressions of everybody else.
But it's one of those things, too. Like, you mentioned Friends. Like, there are a couple moments in Friends where, like, you know, the competition between swapping apartments, Thanksgiving episodes. Like, there's scenes and moments that you always want to watch on repeat from that show and that you always will remember. And I feel like the body swap and props is one of those moments in Glee.
Agreed.
And I think it's really something when you're in it and filming a show that, you, especially towards the end of a season, you're not necessarily conscious of that moment for what it is. Yes, we had so much fun that week, but you're, for me at least, didn't really think about it in context with three seasons worth of material.
Right.
And how that was necessarily going to affect an audience. But of course, that thing was so fun to watch.
So fun.
I think because we had fun doing it. We even had fun watching it.
And it was Ian's first episode, right? Directing. Yeah. So.
And do you agree? Like, I feel like when some of those like silly things happened, they're easy to sort of brush off because they feel like just a little silly shtick.
Yeah.
They don't feel like, oh, this isn't going into like the Glee canon.
Right.
Of things that really matter on the show.
Right.
Turns out it does.
It does. The fans care about the characters. And so like to see these like intertwinings, I think it's, I don't know. Maybe we should have done more of it.
Oh, and it's made me really happy and excited to keep going. Even with the mixed feelings about season 4, 5, and 6, because we were able to sort of take ourselves out of this season a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to get
kooky.
Crazy.
Kooky. Crazy. Scary.
I'm scared, but I think I'm excited about it. Oh, God. There's so many things that are flashing through my mind right now. Okay.
But props. Number two. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk? Number one. That penultimate, that's what I'm talking, see, this is what I'm talking about, that penultimate episode. Nationals.
Undefeated.
So good. And like we said, it could have been the final episode of the season. I'm glad it wasn't because there was a lot of things we tied up in that other episode, goodbye. But
yeah,
it was solid.
I mean, it was a perfect episode.
Very much like Hold On to 16 for me.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it's everything you want after three seasons, the culmination of so many episodes and songs and storylines and babies and more babies.
So many good numbers.
It's what you want.
It is what you want. We got to give the people what they want.
And it gave us what we want.
It did. More Trouble Tones? Tina and the Trouble Tone?
Yes, exactly. When there's more Tina, the episodes are better. That's what I'm saying here. There's a pattern. I do think I loved, you know, Extraordinary Merry Christmas. It's a crazy episode. I do love the Christmas episodes. I thought, I mean, shout out to Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin really did it in such a weird episode.
Yes, yes, he did. He truly did.
I thought Promosaurus was great.
Sweet pot of gold. Promosaurus was great.
And Leah's moment and choke when she actually chokes is one of the most unsettling things to ever happen on the show.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that again. Couldn't put that back on it and run that in the background. I would not be okay. Oh, choke.
And we got, you know, Santana and Brittany navigated a lot this season and finally got together, and you have Abuela and you have Gloria Estefan.
Just campaigning for herself to be on the show and then casting, basically getting cast on the show.
Yes.
Because, like, who doesn't want her?
No.
You're crazy. There's a lot of Britannia, finally.
I also think, after watching this episode, having grown up, you know, dying for any sort of, like, gay storyline in any teen show, that there's not enough kissing.
Well, we've come across this problem. We know.
From Curtin Blaine or Brittany or Santana.
More so even Brittany and Santana. Yeah. And there's not enough from Curtin Blaine. And then they wouldn't put the girls together, of course.
And it really started to bother me towards the end of the season, I think, again, because there's some distance for us to be able to watch this season for some reason. And watching other shows that are on streaming right now, other teen shows, and they're doing all kinds of things.
Right.
It's like, where is it?
It's still broadcast, but...
It is, but still.
We would have gotten away with it. That's the thing.
You do what you can. And we did a lot with it.
They did a lot.
Give an inch. Ryan took a mile. Oh, and shout out to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was really sweet.
I have too many memories attached to that. And then I have other memories about the future Valentine's Day episodes that we'll get to.
Oh, yeah.
I was so ill. So ill. Oh, so ill. It was so bad that Brad was like, I will call an insurance day for you. He's like, if you want to go home. I was like, well, you can't put that on me. You know I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
It was really bad. I was really sick.
No.
It was so bad. They let me go home. Brad let me go home. After we did that little part, because, you know, it was all the little like segments that you could shoot, and he just shot me out because I refused to go home, but I was really not well.
Oh, God, Jenna.
There's no sick days on in entertainment.
No.
Okay, I think that's good. Let's move on to song. Let's talk about the best songs. I don't think anybody will be surprised by how everybody voted. Again, I feel very aligned.
Let's go through the list and then do some honorable mentions.
Right. I think Run the World, it did not make the list, but Def.
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of West Side Story, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
All of anything the Trouble Tones touched.
Candyman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think, Jenna, you're ABC.
What?
I think it's great.
That's so funny. I don't ever think it's like anywhere near an honorable mention. Wow.
You're out of your mind. It's great. It's perfect for you.
It is good for my voice.
Yeah, it is. You sound great on it. I thought the whole performance was good and like weird. ABC into Control into Man in the Mirror. I thought that was
John Locke and there, like extra Glee members.
Yes.
We Found Love, even though it's weird. I think that definitely gets an honorable mention. All the Michael, which didn't make it, obviously.
I think We Are Young.
That has its own little segment. Yeah.
We Are Young was special.
Yes.
On and off the show.
Yeah. So Luck Tango, Kevin.
Oh, Jenna. I'm still
mean.
Pissed there's not
mean
a
mean is for sure version. One of my favorites of the season.
Mm-hmm. Not the boy next door.
Right. Just,
I think that is an underrated Kurt monster jam.
And Tongue Tie didn't make it, which I get, but attaching the performance, the circumstance, and the song together, that also is one of those that I'm sad didn't make it.
Because you love me.
Well, that's number one.
Obviously. So much good music this season.
There's so much music. Which season do you think has the most music in it?
Do you know the answer to this?
No.
I might say season three.
Three or four, right?
I would say two or three.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was like our sweet spot in terms of, oh, this is what's working, so let's do more of it.
Right.
And then also probably
like a
budget.
Lot of tributes as well. So, yeah. Right.
Okay. What is the fifth best song as voted by the people?
Shake It Out.
Hell yeah,
I'm
it
surprised.
Is.
I don't know. I'm not really surprised by that one, but I'm still surprised.
I hope you
I'm
all
tickled.
Hear how Jenna has the same similar complex to Tina. She doesn't think she deserves it.
I'm tickled.
Like, objectively, is on one of the best songs Glee
That's
ever
funny.
Did. And you can't believe it because she's on it.
I know. It's really weird.
I thought I was bad. You... Jenna, you're great. You're talented. Also, on an acapella, I watched... So, Kelly Clarkson performed Wide Awake.
Wide Awake, saw
and
it.
And Katy Perry
said,
responded and said,
I'll
dang,
never
I can't
sing that again.
And then someone tagged the Glee performance.
Of Wide Awake?
And I watched it. Listen, when you sit on a stool and you sing acapella... You're murdering bitches. Murdering. Like, beware. If Tina is sitting on that stool, you need to retire. Hang it up. Go home. Because what she's doing, she's putting together a lady song. And she's singing in at least three-part harmony.
I Sit on a Stool for Three, one of your favorite songs, too.
I'm aware. Because Jenna was a swing on Broadway. So Jenna can do harmonies. She can do all the parts.
Oh, not,
and we've learned
not
that
necessarily
if the music,
well.
If the music does go out, she will keep singing.
I will keep singing. That is true. I will always keep singing. That's funny. Okay, enough about that. But thank you. That's funny. The Wide
you
Awake is,
it.
We'll talk about it at some point. I don't know about that one. But okay, moving on. Number four, Smooth Criminal.
Yes, duh.
No-brainer. Yes. We've got the cellos. We've got Naya. We've got the lovely Grant, who's currently on Broadway, starring on Broadway in his Broadway debut. Yeah. It's so different. It's just so different. And
I think that's why it's successfully different.
Yeah.
The cellos work on it. It's like the same energy of the song.
Did you guys pitch Smooth Criminal being like that? Or Smooth Criminal at all? When you and Harry?
I don't remember, to be honest. We did not pitch the two cellos because the two cellos were sort of viral on YouTube,
right.
I think, at the time.
Right, they were.
But whoever put that together, great idea. I do not claim responsibility for any of that.
Got that. Got it.
I just say, I think we pushed them to think outside the box for other versions. That was our
for
biggest
sure.
overall
Which
thing
is, I think was pretty successful overall. Especially with Human Nature and Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
Number three, I definitely agree with, is Cough Syrup.
You know what's interesting is that a lot of these songs, they're great. The performances, the versions stand on their own, but they're also great because they're wrapped into really great storylines.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
This season especially.
Yeah, this was one of the best. It was the best montage and most dramatic and well-performed and executed. Of song performance and Max doing his things that he was doing. And beautifully done. Brad Beaker, Max, Darren. I would love to see the original Cough Syrup and Darren do like a Glee version where they do like one chorus, like a TV version of it, where they each do one chorus because it's they're both so good vocally. And I love Glee's version and the original, obviously. But yeah, I love Pop Syrup. I could listen to that a lot.
Now, this next one I would put at, it would be number one for me.
Agreed. Same.
Probably number one.
For most.
For everything.
Oh. I feel like this would have to be really tight. This had to be a really close call, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think, oh God, they're both of these are wrapped into storylines, aren't they? Which is why they're so good.
Yes. Yeah, so number two is Rumor Has It Someone Like You. I agree with you. I think I would swap them. They both are wrapped up in very good storylines. And then number one, obviously, well, not obviously, but I guess you guys voted. So Paradise by the Dashboard Light. I also agree. Excellent number. I don't know. I think it's a cool number to me. I like the version. I like the performance. I like the storyline wrapped around it. But I think musically and performance-wise, Rumor is number one for me.
Yes.
But it's also not the whole crew, which is why maybe people are voting for New Directions.
Maybe, which is sweet. That's nice.
That's sweet.
I think it's sweet.
I am actually kind of surprised by Paradise by the Dashboard Light. I would be more surprised if I read this going into season three, having not watched it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't realize how much of a bop it was for people.
And since our previous episodes have aired, when we were asking people about this song, it's been really nice to read some of the comments of why it means so much to people or why they hold it in this position of being the best song of the season.
Yes.
And because how much it meant of following the characters along for three full years and they finally get to it, it gets so not about that song. I will say the number one comment that I did see was about Corey's vocals on that song, which was correct.
Yes.
Because
yes,
someone even mentioned the sweat, which I love because you don't normally ever see anyone sweating. Everyone's patted down.
It's true.
Everyone
we always had these nice big fans they would bring in between takes.
Where they were working as hard as vocal adrenaline does.
Right.
And so it was such a rewarding experience to watch it.
So many people said best season ever. This was the peak of Glee. You got to see more from each character. One of the best seasons. Iconic, dare I say, peak of Glee. Bittersweet. Yeah. So I definitely agree. About the season and then also about Paradise.
It's just Rumor has it, Someone Like You is just the perfect
mashup. It cuts
mashup
to my core. It cuts in my bones. It cuts really deep for me.
And it shouldn't work that well because you have two incredible songs
that are out of...
You would not think that they'd make...
It's perfect. It's a perfect mashup.
No, it makes no sense. And they sound so good on it. And I know Amber was upset about not singing the part she wanted to sing on that, but it works.
Oh boy, it works so good.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time, and specifically Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're moving on to couple. There's not a ton of couples this season, or new couples, really. But let's just break them down.
Okay.
So number five.
Tyke.
It's Tyke. I feel like this is because we're like one of the few couples that like withstood time. Like we were a really long standing couple.
You're that the longest will come running couple to an on
end.
The show.
Yes, that will come to an end very shortly.
Does it happen in season four?
It happens between 3 and 4.
Oh, so we come back and you guys are broken up?
Yes. Yeah. I think so. I think she breaks up with him over the summer. I think that's her time back. I think she talks about it with Jacob and Israel.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I think. Anyway, interesting. Number four, Sam Sadies. Obviously.
Yeah. Like, I want to put them higher, but I understand why they're not higher.
Ugh,
they didn't
so
have a
natural.
Lot of storyline, but...
So natural.
I love them.
Love them. They are one of my favorite couples in the series, I think.
They may be my favorite to watch.
Yes. Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah.
Number three is obviously... Well, Klain. Not obviously, but Klain.
Yeah.
I don't really think like, we got a ton of Klain this season. I don't feel like we saw enough of them.
I felt like we started to see more towards the end of the season, and I liked it. They feel different. It's fun seeing the couples in different...
Yes.
Parts of their relationship.
Right.
And to seeing them have to grapple with that they went through Sebastian physically assaulting Blaine.
Right.
And then you go through Blaine and Kurt having to deal with the separation of Kurt graduating and going off to New York.
Right.
And
we'll
so
see what happens.
I liked all those moments. You see their maturity.
Yeah. It was a little too rainbow and sunshine. Earlier on, right? It was like, I think people were like, okay, let's get to some stuff. But I also like that about Ryan. Like, he wrote like Kurt and Bert, which is one of our other favorite couples, mm-hmm. if you will, or relationships. And it's like, not every gay you know, kid in the early 2000s had a fraught relationship with their parents. Like, there right. were real supportive parents like Bert. So, and he's like the one that you hope that you have yeah. if you're in that position. And like having to come out to your dad.
And it was nice to see with Clayne the balance of, like, just because I think there's a sort of a complaint amongst like a gay community of like the content for the gay community is like a lot of it is really heavy.
Right.
And dramatic.
Right.
And it's like, no, yes, we got past the not obstacle, but the issues with other people's issues with their sexualities.
Right. Right.
And then so they could just be a normal teen couple. Same thing with Britannia. Like it was nice to see how that does affect their relationship, but also the ways that it doesn't affect their relationship.
Yes, exactly.
Number two?
Yeah. Who is it?
Finchel.
Wow. I mean, obviously, they were going to be in the top two. I'm surprised they're not number one, but I get it.
I mean, they...
I get it.
They had some... They were getting married for half of this season.
They had a lot going on. I mean, the thing that sticks out to me is really the scene with them in the car at the end and goodbye.
Like, well, it's before Branches.
Before Branches. It's so fresh, but having Corey... Oh, God, he's so in charge of that scene, but Leah, like, carried it as well. It's just so good. It's so good. But that mm-hmm. was, like, the epitome of their relationship and then also of Leah and Corey, like, holding the ship up.
Yes. Being like the center of the show.
Yeah. Really excellent work all around. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The number one couple this season.
Britannia!
As they should be.
We just have a fondue for two, though, a spinoff for real. Because like, I think we need that in our lives.
But there's no getting in the way of, listen, Britannia fans. No one is.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. You guys are incredible.
There was no way. Like, honestly, if.
To this day.
Like, who are they supporting the election? Because that's.
Basically, Swifties.
Yeah, like, that's who's going to win.
And I obviously. We understand why they're number one. And we finally get to see them thrive together. And then Brittany being there for Santana through all of her. You know, trials and tribulations and challenges as she comes out to her abuela and then also getting her into college that she doesn't go to, just like I got Mike into college that he doesn't go to. Yeah.
I love the relationship though. Again, mature in so many ways.
Yes.
But very
Everybody
different.
Was very mature this season, mm-hmm. I have to say. Yeah. People handled things with grace and maturity and I don't know, it was different. This time around.
I will remind you, Jenna, of how this season started off. And there was a storyline mm-hmm. that we couldn't wait for it to disappear. The whole Quinn and the baby.
Why would you bring that back? Why would you even bring it up? I forgot about it.
We've been so successful about blocking it from our minds.
Yeah, well, you just brought it back into our minds.
So we do need to remember that was part of the mm-hmm. season. So it's not perfect.
It's not perfect. It's also not perfect like Quinn's storylines are not perfect.
I feel like there's Glee and then there's Quinn.
It's like Izzy cutting the LVAD. Okay. this is... Okay. There's a lot of people who wrote in. Thank you guys all for voting. It was an incredible amount of people and we're so...
Probably one of the biggest responses we've ever gotten.
Yeah. So we're grateful and we hear you and we're listening now because you obviously know the way. So teach us your ways. Most of the comments are best season ever.
Lots of best season.
Somebody said this is my favorite season. It's all downhill from here. Really looking forward to that.
Said Lucy Quinn for Bray deserved better. Truly. But she didn't get into Yale.
Okay, so somebody said, Kevin, it's very good. Doesn't compare to the first two seasons, but way better than the next three. That's an interesting yeah. perspective. Okay.
It feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said my favorite season felt the most cohesive since season one, but also so sentimental. Mm-hmm. And along that line, someone said it felt like reliving senior year.
It was an honor to watch this week by week as it aired. These were the glory days, 100 out of 10.
Speaking of glory days. Oh, so many favorites. This is my favorite. Has a special place in my heart. I graduated the same year and had prom. Aw.
Thank you for voting, watching, listening, joining us. Thanks for getting through season 3 with us. Obviously one of the best seasons of Glee. Hang on with us. I can't wait to see the shipwreck.
I'm scared, Jenna.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
We're on the roller coaster and we've gotten to the peak.
This is where I kind of stopped watching the show. So I feel like there's going to be some new things I'm learning while also have so many memories of
these. Did you really stop watching it?
I don't know. I watched it, but I didn't watch it as religiously as we used to. Yeah. And this is when you and I had moved out from our homes around this time. And so we weren't like sitting at home together watching Glee or like on our free time, which we didn't have a lot of watching it. So I definitely watched it. I remember I still had cable at that point. So I was like, I would like DVR it.
Yeah.
So weird.
I watched every single episode properly, either at a screening or when it was on, if you weren't
there for
the screening.
Maybe that's what it was. That's why I was watching them a little bit more at the screenings around this time. Yeah. We would go watch them during lunch.
It was season 6 where I started to skip a few.
I don't think I saw any of season 6.
Yeah, can't wait.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you guys for joining us for another riveting week of And That's What You Really Missed. There's going to be some really fun guests coming because season 4 really opens up a new chapter.
Who do you want? Let us know.
Demi.
Oh, okay. I'll text her.
Okay. All right.
That's What You Really Missed.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.